Sam.
Morning, Al.
Good morning, recovery people everywhere.
Sorry we didn't send it out yesterday. It was too noisy and
shit.
Loads going on. Hope everyone's well. It is April the 14th. It is important that there is balance in every situation at all times. You will find when everything you undertake is done under my guidance, there will always be perfect balance. That is why you have to allow life to unfold without trying to force anything. For as you do, nothing can go wrong and nothing can be out of timing. It does not mean that you sit and do nothing, expecting everything to fall into your lap. You have to keep ever alert. You have to keep your consciousness raised. You have to expect the very best. You have to have faith that all is very, very well. You have to wait upon me in absolute faith and confidence. You have to know without a shadow of doubt that I am your constant guide and companion. You have to know that your ways are guided by me and by me alone, so that every step you take is firm and sure and everything you do is done in love. It was lovely to go to Fintorn yesterday, and we're looking at this book that we're reading from, and we said yesterday, didn't we, it was a bit battered, and I managed to pop into the shop and get a new one. It looks so brand new, doesn't it? And it was lovely. I took my son and partner and grandson to where I used to meditate, where Eileen used to meditate, and it was lovely. We felt a real buzz, and it was nice to go back to the source of these readings. And watch your brother play pipes and bagpipes. But
yeah,
you have to have balance in everything, don't you? You know, balance in life. And I feel out of balance at the moment, because when I'm away, I don't have my routine. You know, I think us alcoholics, we like a bit of discipline. Well, I do. You know, so I have a certain amount of water. I eat really healthily, you know. And it's being able to cope when you're out of balance, isn't it? It's being able to draw that strength. And, you know, when the reading said you do everything out of love, you know, we've had some testing times. You know, it's difficult, isn't it, with your mum just out of hospital. And, you know, she's not well. And we have to find that balance between, you know, her fitting in with the plans or just taking that time to, you know, look after her needs. And it's trying to keep everyone happy that I struggle with. You know, we've got my son, we've got your brother, you know, we've got your mum, and it's tricky.
Grandson.
Dog. Yeah. And it's trying to find the balance and to do it with love. So if you know, yesterday, you know, there were certain frustrations, and I just thought, I've got to ask for help, ask for strength, you know. And what I'm doing is I'm helping you because I'm helping your mum. I'm doing service, you know. And I thought, in the very place where I'd learnt about service before AA, you know, I did find that my patience and my tolerance came back when I asked for help, because it was waning. It was waning.
It's quite a difficult day yesterday, really.
This is an application of AA techniques, isn't it? Life. It really is. And, you know, you had to apply yours yesterday, didn't you? You know, because you were out of balance. And, you know, if we didn't have a program, we would have been slaughtered last night, wouldn't we? We would have guzzled. But what help would that have done for anybody? You know, very self-indulgent, that, isn't it? Well, I can't cope with this situation, so I'm going to get drunk. You know, it's the opposite of what we learn, isn't it? So, you know, chocolate, tea and a film.
And even that was too hectic.
Yeah, we had to stop the film. But a good rest and, you know, start of a new day. You know, I've done my yoga, I was slightly out of balance. I tried to find the balance in that. And you know, you've been for a nice walk. And it is, life is an application of the AA techniques.
Mm.
You know, you need to apply it when you're good and the bad and the indifferent. Just life, isn't it? How to cope with life. But it's hard when it's your mum and you know, you see that she's not how she was. And it's frustrating for her. She doesn't want it. Sad. Life.
Mm.
Love. Service.
So Asbel sees at page 262, individual responsibilities. Let us emphasise that our reluctance to fight one another or anybody else is not counted as some special virtue which entitles us AAs to feel it superior to other people. Nor does this reluctance mean that the members of AA are going to back away from their individual responsibilities as citizens. Here they should feel free to act as they see the right upon the public issues of our times. But when it comes to AA as a whole, that's quite a different matter. As a group, we do not enter into public controversy because we are sure that our society will perish if we do.
There must be a few politicians in AA.
Hmm.
They have their own separate club, I think, don't they?
Yeah, they quite often have meetings. There'd be a meeting in Parliament, probably. Yeah. Thought for, because there's people who work for politicians, you know, Alistair Campbell was an alcoholic, you know, yeah, famous, you know, communications director for Tony Blair,
yeah.
And yeah, there'll be plenty of other ones.
Is he quite open about it?
Oh yeah,
mm.
You know, suffer from depression a lot, and what's his name, Charles Kennedy, he died, didn't he?
Yeah. Liberal, isn't it?
Mm.
And that's interesting, isn't it, that we're allowed to, you know, stand for politics outside of the AA group, but don't bring AA into any public controversy, so we don't, you know...
You can't use it to get votes.
No, no.
You could say you're a covered alcoholic, but
you
can't say you're an AA.
But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, the application of the techniques is very useful in politics, you know, that...
Well, if you're living by spiritual principles, you know, then honesty and courage are, you know, kind of issues, aren't they? You know, so if someone's, you know, putting something forward that you feel is wrong, then...
You'd have to resign a lot,
wouldn't you? You've got every right to speak up, you know.
it's tricky because politicians often are economical with the truth, aren't they?
Mm.
So yeah, it's finding, you know, for me, what I'm aligned with now, you know, which was, you know, before I was in, you know, a business making money, and now, you know, I want to help people, you know, in what I do. So I've changed.
A friend in St Paul's is running for the council.
He said just 2 days
ago.
And that's good. You know, we're able to have a bridge to normal living, aren't we? And actually, the first reason was about balance. You know, have a balance of normal living. You know, we've got to find that equilibrium between service, AA, and a bit of self-care as well, and our outside life. We can't just live in AA, you know, it is a balance. We need the balance in our life, don't we? You know, good food, good diet, you know, good rest, good exercise, good fun, you know, and then times where we need to, you know, really put our needs on the back burner and look after someone else. It's balance, isn't it?
Mm.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Sam.